Greases Per Gimel Mishnah Test. The Mishnah continues with the Shailas that Rabbi Kiva asked. Void Shalom Rabbi Kiva asked him Gamil Rabbi Shua like we had in Mishnah Zayin, Be'itla Shalimo. The Warangaton learning they asked Shailas that are recorded here for all time. Hashechit Chamisha Zvochim Bachutz Behelam Echud Mao. Shchitas Chutz, taking a carbon and shechting it or being Mala outside. Bachutz is Chayvi Krisus. And therefore, it will be mechayev b'shoigeg a korban chatos. What happens if he did five korbanos bachutz behelam echod with one mistake? He didn't remember where the base of English was. He forgot about the iser, but it's behelam echod. Chayev achas al kulam, is he chayev one for all five, or achas al kol achas ve'echod? Or is he chayev one for each? Do we say gufim mechulakim like we had a Mishnah Ches? And we say that each one, I'm sorry, Mishnah Zayin, and we say that each one's a separate halama, or we say, no, it's all the same averu. Amr loy loy shamanu. Amr Rabbi Shua. They both said loy shamanu, but then Rabbi Shua said, Lemaisa, we have something on the record which could be pushed to Shaila. Shamati, be'oichu mizevach echod. Talking here about somebody is eating from a carbon of Nezuk Zadam. Be'chamisha tumchuyin. And he's eating in five plates. He's eating from one carbon. What's the problem with eating from a carbon? He's eating from a carbon. Lifnei zrikas hadom. There's an iser, basar kochim, that's mutl achil, only becomes mutl achil after zrikas hadom. Before the zrikas hadom is a meal of a kochim, it belongs to Hegdish. Mele, he'd be mechuyv to pay keren v'chaymish. And he has to bring also an asham mi'ilos, he has to bring the carbon. If he's oichu mizelach echot b'chamisha tamchuyim, five dishes, there was basar of this carbon, that was put into cholent, into soup, into three other dishes. So he has five tamchuyim, five dishes, and he ate from all five. Shulchayv al kol echad ve'achab shumil. It sounds like, even though they're the same iser, it's not one halama. The dishes are mechalik, each one's a separate ma'isa, even though be'etzim, what he was nisalim from, is one yediyah, that this is a karbon. V'rayani shadvarim kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? If achila zevach echod, that's made in kama dishes, can be mechayev kama korbanos, l'chayre the shoychet, which is a separate maisa, that created all five, that's for sure, they go from a chulak. I mean, about that, that could be mechayev five. Okay? Vayta, Omer Reb Shimon, l'kach sholom Reb Kiva, that wasn't the shayla. On that shayla, there's a mokum, the Gemara explains this, the Rav brings it, there's a mokum to be mechalik between Zevach Echo and Chamisha Tamchuyim to Shchita Bachutz. And the chilik is that by Chamisha Tamchuyim, the Achila, which is a Dova HaMahane, the Hanor renders each one a distinct and separate Halomo. Person does five ma'isim. It's like he picks five blades of grass on Shabbos without knowing. It's all one ma'isim, really. So if a person shechts five zvokim, maybe also we'll look at it as one ma'isim. It's one halom, you only have one carbon. However, by tamchuyin, the enjoyment of the chom, the enjoyment of the soup, and so on, each one is a separate experience, and that would already be gufim chulokim. It's not enough they're separate bodies, it has to be a separate experience. And a separate experience would be a separate halom. So lav avki giving a ray from there. So obviously that was not the tzushta. Elo, ba'oichol noise mechamisha zvochem. He ate noise is also chayvi krisus, leftover karbonis, la'achaz manoi. There's five karbonis. So that was behela mechod, mahu, oi chayva, achaz ha'kulon, oi achaz ha'kol achaz va'achaz. And on that, the tzushta is a very glad tzushta. Amru loy, Ramgamliel, Rabbi Yeshua said, loy shamanu, Amru Rabbi Yeshua. I have a tzushtal, shamati, ba'ichu mizevach echo, b'chamishu tamkuyim, b'alam echo shu chayiv, al kol achas v'achas m'shum mi'ilo. So, isser mi'ilo to isser noisar would be a tzushtal. There's no chil between the two, both of them are dvarm shekein nene. So the svara is by both of them, which is either five or not, and if you see that you chayiv al kol achas v'achas, then over here as well you'd be chayiv al kol achas v'achas. It's a much more limited tzushtal. Amr Rabbi Kiva, im halocha, if it's taka halocha, you're saying, Rabbi Kiva is asking Rabbi Shua, you're saying that you have a Messiah that you chayiv chamisha chatois on achilas chamisha Because they say noiser from five different karbonas, five different achilas, even though it's one iser. Nekabel, v'seder, we'll mekabel. However, im atoladin, if you're learning out from a kal v'chomer from me'ila, that means the shaila was on chamisha tamchuya noiser. So if we have a meseris mekabel, but if it's a vort al tzushtel from noiser to me'ila, yesh tshuva, there's a pirch on the kal v'chomer. Amar loy hoshe. Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel are there before. So Melech Rabbi Kiva is offering that he has a svara, but he has to wait for Rishus from the Rebbe, from Rabbi Shua, to answer. Rabbi Shua says to him, Hoshev, Zog, Oma Loi, Loi, Tzadet Tushta, Im Amarta B'Mi'ilo, Mi'ilo might have a separate din, She also bo es ha-machil ka-eichel. The very interesting Tushta. We're going to learn some Maseches Me'ilah. There's a din over there that not only the one who eats a carbon, let's say, before Zrikas Adam, which is what we're talking about, is, and the Bosa is not Niter yet, Le'achilas Bailam, so Me'ilah, it still belongs to Hegdish, so it's called Me'ilah of Hegdish. So the Alocha is over there, he's Chayiv. Not only is he Chayiv, but the one who gives somebody else to eat is Chayiv also. It's not an Isser on a Ma'is Achilah, it's an Isser on the being moitziyit midday where it's supposed to be. Me'ila could be the one who ate it, or the one who served it could also be chayiv. So the chiyiv, the lashon that he uses over here, the chiyiv is on the meichel ka'oichel, or on the mahana kenena. So that would tell us that the iser isn't on the dry maisa achilo. And then if you have five maisa achilo where they're the same aver, you say, oh, each one's a separate maisa. No. Maybe five maisim that are defined, five maisei achila, are one halama. Could be. The reason why by me'ila is chayiv five is because the chiv is not on the maisei achila. The chiv is on the being moitziit, taking this piece of basar hegdish, and being mafkiyait from its yud, from what it's supposed to be aimed for. Putting it where it's not supposed to be, the hoitzom and a hegdish el achoil. That being said, it could be that each one is a separate dynamic, it's a separate effect, it's a separate piece. It's not the Maisa Achila, it's the effect of the Hoitzo. Again, we're using words, these are the Musogim that we're going to hammer out, Bez Hashem, in Mesachs Me'ilah, that is the Soid of the Mesachta. But suffice it to say that it's not a regular Maisa, it's some type of dynamic, a shift of where something's supposed to be. Me'ilah, five pieces are five different dynamics, five different effects, five different Chiyuvim, five different Halomas. That's Rabbi Kiva's Tifa Svar. Rabbi Kiva adds another Svar. The Mishnah is a little bit bekitzer. The Mishnah just says, without saying Va'oid, Shailan, Tshuva number two, but you have to put a comma here. Tzirif ha-me'ilah l'zman meruba. Another unique din in Me'ilah is that by a Maisa Achila, we've had a lot about this previously, in the previous parak, that a Maisa Achila is not, a person can't eat a half a kazayis at 9 o'clock a.m. and a half a kazayis at 10 o'clock a.m. It has to be one maisa achila, and there's a time span. Kedei achila's pras, while he's chewing, we saw the shittas. That tells us that a maisa achila is a very defined maisa. Five maisa achila might be one thing. However, by me'ila, it's an interesting halacha. If somebody is moil, there's a shir over there how much he has to be moil. The same way achila is always because me'ila, which is a concept of being moitzi from Hegdish, it's shifting ownership, it's shifting where something is. So Memel, it's totally in the shear of any momentistic transfer or violation, which is a shear of a pruto. Me'ilo is bepruto. Again, these are big principles that we're going to learn about a lot of Maseches Me'ilo. Bez Hashem, suffice it over here to say that the shear is a pruto. If somebody were to be nene from Hegdish today to the sum of a half a pruto, and tomorrow to the sum of another half of pruta, he'd be a moil. What does that tell us? That tells us that a maisa me'ila is not a poshita maisa of doing, eating, moving. It's some type of dynamic of shift of ownership. And me'ila doesn't have a defined maisa. It's, again, it's totally in the effect. Totally in the effect? Ah. So me'ila, each me'ila could be a sefer defect. It's really the same svar that we had before. Each one's a separate effect, and therefore, lav dafka, that you could say that me'ila, five plates of being moil, is the same thing as noisa. Toimar benoisa she'em boy echad b'kol elu, doesn't have either one of these svaras. This is Rabbi Akiva's tifa noisa vart to be mechalik between noisa and between the isra achil. Mishnah Yud, the last Mishnah of this series of discussions between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel. Except that over here it's not Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, it's Rabbi Akiva saying again, Shoalti, and it's Shoalti, another one of his rabbis. Rabbi Akiva, in the Safras HaTanois, is maybe the greatest Mekabel, in the sense that he brings constantly Noisin that he had from his Rabbeim. The Rabbeim of Rabbi Akiva primarily is Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanis and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanis and Rabbi Shua were the G'doylei Hador Talmidim Muflogim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right after Churban Bayis Sheni. And Rabbi Akiva is already the next door. Rabbi Gamliel was not one of his primary Rabbeim, but Rabbi Gamliel was the Nossi of that door. So in the previous Mishnayos, we had Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Here we're going to have Rabbi Lezer, the other of the Rabbeim of Rabbi Akiva. Shalti is Rabbi Lezer. Here's the Shailah. Hoysa malochas harbe b'shabos es harbe. This Mishnah is more simple because it mamish hammers out the basic idea of Tzirufim. It's really the first Mishnah in Perikla Godel and Shabbos talks about this. How do we define, like we said, picking up 100 blades of grass? Well, let's say stirring a pot that's on the flame, and stirring is a way of making the food cook quicker, so that's a maisa. Let's say somebody didn't know. He thought that cooking is only taking the food out of the fridge and putting it on the stove. What about stirring the food when it's on? He didn't know. So he stirred and stirred and stirred and stirred. He did it 200, 300, 400 times. He's chayv 200 chatois? Obviously not. Person forgot it's Shabbos, and because of that, he thought it's Sunday. So he did a million things. He washed his car. He went shopping. V'chulei rachman son. He was over on hundreds of chag increases. Is he chayv one carbon or 100? The basic rule in how to define this type of thing is over here. Ha'isa malachas harbe b'shabos es harbe me'en malachas. He did a lot of malachos on a lot of shabosos, but they were all one type. He didn't know the halachas of boirer or bishul, whatever it is. Achman from Behelam Echad is one forgetting. He didn't learn that siman in Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't know the halachas. Mahu. Chayav achas al kula noy achas al kol achas v'achas. What is the basic rule of thumb? Omar li, the Heiliger Rebbe Lezer, was mevarev for Rebbe Akiva the parameters of this din. Chayav al kol achas v'achas mikal v'choymer. He's chayav on every single one. And there's a kal v'choymer over here. What's the kal v'choymer? Ma im anido shem bo toitzos harbe v'chatois harbe. There aren't a lot of different maisim to do, Rachman, so if somebody doesn't know Yeridei Chelik Beis, and he doesn't know the halachas, what's called Riyaz Damnida, when a woman is Tmeo, when a woman is not Tmeo. And he's Bo, Rachman, so a lot of maisi beer. He's Chayav al kolachas v'achas. Now, I just read the Mishnah Kipshutoi. Umayam Anida is talking about one, but really not. You have to add over here, the Rav brings it, the Gemara adds it. The Gemara has a whole discussion that the Pshat is Umayam Anida, he's going back on the halacha that he had a few Mishnayos ago. Bo al chomesh nido. It's not one woman. Five women, gufim chulokim, and we say that even though it's the same Maisaver, the same mistake, the same simin in Yeridei that he doesn't know why he made the mistake and he was Bo al chomesh noshim, biois harbe, chayv al kolachas vachas, each one of the women. Shabbos, sheyesh b'teitzos harbe v'chatos harbe. Shabbos is very variegated. A lot of different ma'isim, a lot of different shabbos. And it didn't sheyechayev akolachas v'achas. This is Rebbe Lezer's thought process. Omarti loy zokt neheliger b'kiva. I told my Rebbe Rebbe Lezer loy. It's not a raya. You see over here, interessant. He doesn't ask him hoshev, even though Rebbe Lezer is bigger than Rebbe Shua. I don't know what the pshat that is. Maybe over there he held that it was a svar, but over here mamish was chaylik. So when he held to be chaylik, he's chaylik without netilas rishus. I don't know. Im amarta benido. If you say by a nido, by the case of chomish nido, it's sheyesh bo shtei asoros. Shehu muzer al anido, v'hanido muzer salov. There's no difference between the boil and the nivellus. Both of them are also, both of them have chayvi krisus. So therefore the halacha is one way. Toimar b'shabes she'im bo ela asoro akas. Let's explain. When the Torah asked Biyos Asurois, the Torah is not asking the two of them as a unit. The Torah is asking each one is not allowed to live in a forbidden relationship. Each one, the husband and the wife, the man and the woman, is over an issa. The fact that they do the issa together, of course, is of no relevance. We had earlier in the Masechta, Legabi Shivcha Charufa, we explained that's the only issa where the issa is the relationship, it's kodel both of them. There's one issa on both of them with separate ownership. That's the Chiddush of Shivcha Charufa. But by every Biyo Asura, Eishes Ish, a man with an Eishes Ish, the man is doing an Isser, and she's Rechmanzon doing an Isser. The fact that the Maisa is done by the two of them together is of no relevance. Each one is an Isser, and each one is a violation of an Isser Chomer, Rechmanzon. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva's thought process is that if you want to know what's called one and what's called five separate Averis, five separate doings, five women, since each woman is over separately, even klape him, that he's doing the same ma'isa over and over again, but klape each one is a separate chalois, klape them, so for him also it's considered separate. Shabbos, there's one yid rechmanon tzlan that's not keeping Shabbos. So each one is just a repeat of the same, it's all one aloma. It's a repeat of the same not keeping Shabbos, not keeping Shabbos. The fact that one of them expresses itself in a pat, and one of them expresses itself in a cup of tea, and one of them expresses itself in smoked meat, whatever it is, different family visuals have no relevance. It's one year. The issa is not on the meat, the issa is on him. So Mel, there's one mitzius of asiyas bishul b'shabbos. So Mel, there can only be one chiv. Again, we're talking about one issa. It's all isurim of bishul. I was careful to put the three cases that I said together as one is a different efanim. It's all one thing. Omali, Rabbi Elazar says back, Kabbalah Tanois. Let's argue on your tzushtel. You're saying that the reason why the man who's a Baal Chomish Nidus is Chayv 5 is because of Virisa. What happens if he's Baal Ktanois that they're not Chayv? Shouldn't that be Yoichiach? Shouldn't that show us that that svar is not accurate? She'ein bohem el asor achas. They only have one asor because they're not Muzin, they're not Baal Al-Khiv. Chayv al-Kalachas v'achas. And still over there, Chayv al-Kalachas v'achas. Lemet sinu v'le shamanu that the bo al-Chomesh nidois ktanois. Interesant. Nidik ktana usually doesn't go together. But it can go together. So Mela, is that going to define it as one Averi? No. So Mela, that says that obviously the fact that they goof and mechulakim, it says itself is the mechalakim. Omar tu laloi. I'm not asking. Even though now they're not over on Isurim, they're separate women and they're going to be separate chiyuvim. They're going to be separate michuyovim. The fact that it's not chal on each of them, a separate common chatus now, is of no relevance. It's five women with five mischayvim. So Memela, the boil and the nivellus are also michulokim and klapehim. It's five distinct and separate averis. It's five alamis, he's chayv five chatois. Toyman, that's not a tzushtel. B'Shabbos, shem b'le'achshav le'achazman. Shabbos l'mais is always his doing and his doing. If it's all one malacha, even if it's a lot of different Shabbos, it's a lot of different gufim, but l'mais, it's all one averis. Omar li habo'al behema. Let's bring another dogma. Habo'al behema yechiach. Rabbi Elazar assumed that if we say Bo Chomish Nidois, which is Chai Vekrisus, the halacha is that he'll bring five karbonis. The same thing will be true, Rachman Al-Tlan, by a Bo Al Chomish Behemois, and they're certainly not Michulokim. A Behema is not a Bar Chiyuva. Even though we killed the Behema that's involved in a Maisa's Nuz, but that's only because of Kloin Odom. There's no Mischayiv. Everybody understands that a Behema is not a Mechuyiv Misa. And therefore, that Luchayiv is only one Mischayiv, where there is no Mischayiv. So it's the same thing as Shabbos. Amar Tulay Rechnami. Maskim. The Messiahs that we had was only a Baal Chomish Nidus. Behema ke Shabbos. Rechnami. I'll just point out one more thing. The Gemara has a discussion between Rabba and Rav Chisda. The way we explained is that a person could do the same malacha of bishul, we could do different types of bishul on 20 Shabbos, but it's all one halomo, because it's all one zach. That's the point that Rabbi Kiva is making. Lamaisa, the Gemara brings from Rav Chisda, and this seems the way a lot of the Rishonim paskin, that if a person knew that it's Shabbos, Shabbos parashas bereshis, a person knew that it was Shabbos, he did a malacha that he didn't know. In the interim days, he knew that it was weekdays. Came Shabbos parashas noach, and he did the same malacha because he did the same piece of Mishnah Berurah that he didn't know. So the days that are in between define each Shabbos as a guf mechuluk, and then the malachas that he did on each Shabbos are considered guf mechulukim, and he's zichachayev too. When do we say that he did a lot of types of bishul, that he's only chayev one? Only when he also didn't know Shabbos. Either it's on one Shabbos, so it's one Shabbos, so it's a guf echad. So even though each ma'aseh is a separate ma'aseh, but la ma'aseh, it's one Shabbos. Or he didn't know that it was Shabbos. And memela, the days between, in the intervening days between the two Shabbos, are also not a yediyah. So there's one halama, he didn't know about Shabbos Parshas Bereish, he didn't know about Shabbos Parshas Nech. And then he did a ma'aseh malacha. So that's all one halama, it's guf echad. Over there, there's a discussion about whether he can be chayv or five or not.